This is Clark Heidrich. I'm a new trustee from Austin, Texas. In Luke 21, verses 5 through 19, Jesus responds to his disciples' positive statements about the adornment of the temple with beautiful stones by declaring that the time will come when not one stone will be left. He then warns that many deceivers will come in his name, that many wars will be fought and natural disasters experienced, and that the disciples will be betrayed even by family members and hated because of me. But Jesus urges the disciples not to worry and tells them that he will give them the words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to contradict or resist. These verses are no doubt troubling to many. But if we examine history since Jesus' time, we observe that many would-be leaders have made claims in the name of Christ that have been false, and that many people who have subscribed to the gospel of Christ have been persecuted and even killed for their beliefs. Part of Luke's point here is that even though the gospel of Christ is about love, it is not for sissies. In this passage, we are asked to rely on the words and wisdom of the gospel, even as we are hated for believing in them. And we are called to embrace and live these words with the assurance of the triumph of resurrection. Let us pray. Lord, give us the strength to rely upon the words and wisdom of Christ in times of trouble and adversity.